USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The presumptive Democratic presidential ticket was rolled out at a high school in Wilmington, Delaware. In their first appearance together, Joe Biden explained why he chose Kamala Harris.
Kamala knows how to govern. She knows how to make the hard calls. All across the nation, little girls woke up, especially little black and brown girls, who so often feel overlooked and undervalued in their communities. But today, just maybe, they're seeing themselves for the first time in a new way as the stuff of president and vice presidents.
President Trump wasted no time in launching an attack against the California senator.
Probably one of the reasons she was a terrible candidate and was forced to leave the race because she got her facts wrong. You know, she's very bad on facts.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A military helicopter made an emergency landing in Manassas, Virginia, after it was struck by a bullet. One service member inside was injured. The helicopter was conducting a routine training mission when the incident occurred. The bullet caused a minor injury to the hand of an air crew member and damage to the aircraft, which is attached to the 1st Helicopter Squadron. The FBI said the injured service member was treated and released from the hospital. The FBI's Washington field office said it dispatched special agents to the Manassas airport to investigate the incident. The FBI and Joint Base Andrews called on members of the public with any information about the shooting to contact authorities. A request for a single trial for 4 fired Minneapolis police officers was made by prosecutors to the judge in the custody death of George Floyd. Minnesota's attorney general said the evidence is similar against the 4 officers, and a single trial would spare the trauma of multiple trials. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
After months of negotiations, coronavirus relief talks are still stalled in Congress. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying Republicans and Democrats still can't agree on a stimulus package and haven't met since Friday. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin telling CNBC the president would like
to do a payroll tax cut, so he'll go back to Congress when he wins the election and ask Congress to have this money forgiven and have the Social Security Trust Fund fully topped up so that in no way does this impact Social Security.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Belarus authorities have arrested more than 6,000 demonstrators over the past 3 days amid substantial opposition to election results that declared President Alexander Lukashenko the winner of another term. Lukashenko's opponents say police have used violence to quell the protests since election officials said the president won re-election in a landslide on Sunday. Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, Lukashenko's chief opponent, fled to neighboring Lithuania for her own safety. Tikhanovskaya had taken her husband's place as the leading opposition candidate after he was put in prison right before the election. She rejected the preliminary results before fleeing Belarus. Senator Chris Murphy called on President Trump to withdraw his nominee for ambassador to Belarus due to the unrest. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.